Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Even though baseball has wrapped up and we didn't have a lot to really cheer on here in St. Louis, certainly in the, maybe half the season. The first half was pretty good though, Fred.
Yeah, there was that run there early on.
I think until just after the All-Star, if you really think back, I mean, I think we're being realistic that they weren't going to be a super contender, but it did look like they had a chance to be in the playoffs. But I bring it up because we have located a person who caught a home run ball in Toronto at Game 7 of the World Series. And this is unique because this guy, John Baines, caught Miguel Rojas' ninth inning home run in Toronto. And then his kid, his son Matthew, is right next to him. He grabs Will Smith's home run in the 11th inning to win the game. And John's going to join us,
and
right?
And it's an incredible story of how they got away with the balls.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Okay, so I don't know much about that.
Oh,
but
that's
I'll
a
have
great
to,
story.
Did you hear my Diet Coke crack open
I
there?
Did.
Oh, that sounded so good, didn't it? Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. We have Mark Judge at the bottom of the hour. Mark Judge is someone you've heard about. You just don't realize who he is right now. He became a figure in the Brett Kavanaugh hearings because a lot of what some of the opposition research folks and, you know, Christine Blasey Ford and all that stuff that they were saying was completely made up, and it was a hit job on Brett Kavanaugh. But Mark's also become, he's a filmmaker. He's written a lot of columns at hotair.com. He's not like one of the regular columnists there, but he always posts things that are very unique, and he has written about the media in a way that I think deserves some attention. And it's not only about the left-wing legacy media. Some of it's about the conservative media, and I think he's on point on some of this. And it deals with Tucker Carlson and this Nick Fuentes deal, which is kind of makes me want to throw up in my mouth, to tell you the truth. Jerry Baker. I was just thinking of Bob Barker there,
I
Fred.
I understand.
Jerry Baker from the Wall Street Journal after 5 o'clock. And then I mentioned John Baines at 5:32. So there's a controversy. And this is another one of those things. Like, if you'd Google it right now, you would not find out a lot of information about this. We had originally Jen Say scheduled to talk about this from XXXY Athletics. This is one of the issues that I'm going to explain here. I think she had to reschedule for Thursday because of some personal stuff. But This happens every once in a while, and now you have a Gold's Gym in Los Angeles, which out there's a fitness brand called EOS Fitness. I'm familiar with this because when I go to Vegas, Rick and Dan
does
work
it,
out
EOS.
There. And I've gone there because I act like I do something, because they're such workout
that
fiends.
That is funny to
I
me.
Go and I just go on the treadmill for a while. But anyway, so this is in, they say it's the Beverly Center branch of Gold's Gym. I don't know if that means Beverly Hills or not. what happened was, is, and this person is described as a singer. I don't know if she's a popular singer. Tish Hyman is her name. And she goes on the TikTok and she goes, "Today I was naked in the locker room. I turned around and there was a man there, boys' clothes, lip gloss, standing there looking at me. I'm butt naked." That's what she said on TikTok. The dude then says, "I am a woman and I have a right to be here." And, you know, Hyman didn't respond very well to that. And then there's this video. I'm going to kind of share this with you. It shows her filming the person as they argued. And you have some of the Gold's Gym employees attempting to, you know, intervene here. Now, I will tell you, you've seen the video, Fred, right? Like, if you see the video, the air quote woman, unquote, in question looks nothing like a woman.
Okay. Of course.
Looks exactly like a man. And that's who was in the locker room. And Tish Hyman says, "No, this isn't right.
Stay out of the women's locker room. We don't want it. He needs to have his gym membership to vote for that. You can't get rid of me for this. I'm a woman and I have every right to not want a man in the restroom when I'm naked. There are girls naked in there. Look at them walking in there like it's okay. It's not okay."
So what happened was...
Finally!
Wait till you hear the end of this. Oh. This is going to be mind-numbing to you. Okay, so she's actually taking a stand that's appropriate.
Yes.
Think about, like, I honestly, and there are a lot of things that divide us in this country right now, and I just don't understand how anyone can think that that's appropriate. I don't care where you are in the alphabet mafia, it's not appropriate to have a guy with junk in the women's...
It isn't.
...locker room. It's not... Stop. Full stop. Right there. But it happened at the Gold's Gym.
Gold's Gym! Men! Grown men! With big in the women's locker room! And that's why I'm getting kicked out! And I want to make sure the girls know! The
Well, at least the dude has, you know, is well endowed, according to her. So he's got that going for him.
"Today I was naked in the locker room. I turn around and there's a man there. If you really want to be safe and feel good, why don't we just make trans restrooms? Because it ain't right."
It's not right.
It isn't.
I think this is probably happening at gyms across America. We're like... trans women are going into the women's locker room and not really caring about how women feel about it. And it's really hurtful, yo. Like, how are you going to say you want to be a woman or that you are a woman, but you don't give a f- how women feel?
Okay, so it's a significant story. Yeah. There's no coverage of it, hardly.
Of course.
Newsweek wrote about it. But here's the deal. Her membership was revoked.
Of course.
They kicked her out of Gold's Gym because of her behavior, not the guy.
I can't take it.
The big, you know.
Yes.
You know what? That's in the
package.
But see, here's the deal. This is something that's important. This is California, all right? So I'm not going to defend Gold's Gym and some of these other gyms that do this because I think it's ridiculous. But what they say is, we have to do this because it's state law. And if someone says they're a woman, if they say they're a woman, and this dude looked exactly like a dude, except for I think he had two earrings. I have one earring. He had two, one in each ear. And that's the person who gets kicked out of Gold's Gym. I just like, what? Well, again, and here's the bottom line.
How come
on this.
Nobody's racist in this? Because she, you know, is a woman of color.
Ooh, that's actually a good point.
I can't
believe trans person
like
is not.
It's like, how does that elevate above what? It's just all.
But and I don't know what the LA TV stations did with this, but let's face it, we had something like this happen, and it blew up. I think it was a Gold's Gym, Lifetime Fitness or Gold's Gym out there in Chesterfield, right by like Clarkson and Clayton Road. And that got a lot of attention. And that person was absolutely doing it to poke the bear and try to get attention.
Yeah.
And I think in the end they did the right thing, if I'm not mistaken on that. But it's just bizarre.
It is. And there could be young girls in there. What if you're a teenager? And it's inappropriate on all levels.
And
but
this is exactly
grief.
What Riley Gaines and Olivia Krolchek and, you know, some of these other athletes had to deal with on a regular basis with Will Thomas. It's not acceptable. But again, why wouldn't now in this particular case, I wouldn't think that it would be a sports media story, like a sports journalism story. So I'm not going to put this one on ESPN. But a lot of the other ones I would. And in this situation that I described earlier with the National Women's Soccer League, ESPN's not covering that. So they're choosing not to, and that's what they do on these trans issues. They just choose. That's where I've said this before. Journalistic malpractice takes many different forms. Sometimes it's the clear bias that is inherent in the story. Sometimes it's omitting some of the facts of the story and misrepresenting them. And sometimes it's just ignoring the story altogether. Or more likely, do the story where you gaslight about racism, and then when the correction comes out and it shows that the graffiti was not racist, like in St. Charles where the kid was suicidal, right? And that was the real story. But they still, Fox, when they did that story locally, still ginned it up as a big deal. I remember that. And by the way, hopefully I'm not blaming Fox. It was one of the local stations. I'm pretty sure it was either Fox or Channel 5. But even knowing the facts of what happened, this is one of the most stunning things. I don't know if you remember this. They still reported on it, not only on the Friday evening, but on the Saturday morning. And they tagged the story. It's just so dishonest. They tagged the story with, officials say that the graffiti was not racist, or it wasn't graffiti, it was a noose, okay? That the noose had nothing to do with racism. The kid was trying to kill himself. That's what happened. But the correction doesn't get out there. The original story gets out there. Everyone's saying racist noose found in bathroom because that's the narrative. When the narrative changes to a mentally ill child who might commit suicide, we're not in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Interesting. All right, we got Susan News coming up here in just a moment. Mark Judge at the bottom of the hour. I think that's going to be a fascinating conversation. Jerry Baker from the Wall Street Journal coming up just after 5, plus an audio cut of the day and more still to come before we wrap the show. We got to do this.
These allegations are deeply concerning. Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
How about I turn on my mic? I went to the polls today in the county for the first time, and I got to walk there, and there was absolutely no one there.
Was there anybody there? In on my place, too. You just walk in, and once they run your driver's license through, you're good to go.
Okay, well, that was it. It was a non-event, but that's okay. Now, besides...
I'm going tonight.
Are you going to go? I ran out of time.
Now
that
you
have a tire?
Flat tire issues, so... But I'm going to go tonight.
Where did you vote, Sue?
Fordham.
Fordham.
I wanted to say Fordham University, but that wasn't it. It was Fordham.
I did beer bomb school.
Okay.
Both in the Melville School District.
I'm going to have to look that
up.
You did beer bong school.
Is that what you said?
Beer
bomb. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I misheard you, Fred. I'm sorry.
Besides Election Day, today is National Candy Day and National Easy Bake Oven Day. I wanted one so bad. So bad when I was a kid. And my mother said, we already have an oven. It's larger. You can use this.
I think we had one. I mean, it was like my sister's.
Your sisters had it.
Sure. Ah. They had to.
So did they really bake?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, they did. And my mother was right. I mean, I could have just put it in the regular oven, and I did, and it worked out fine. But, man, I wanted that thing. And they had these little tiny boxes where you could mix up brownies and put tiny ones in there. Did they let you eat them?
I mean, I don't remember. I'm assuming that I would steal if they didn't allow me to. I would grab just my own.
Here comes Mark again. Great. On this day in history, 146 years ago, this is in 1879, Fred.
Okay.
Ohio bar owner Jay Ritty, R-I-T-T-Y, invented the cash register to stop bartenders from pocketing his profits.
That's awesome. I love that.
That is the entire reason.
And that's how it started.
Yes.
What year? 1879. Wow.
And he just got tired of it and said, I'm going to put it in somewhere and you have to ring in. That's what he did.
I wonder if you could, because obviously they print out receipts, but I wonder if there was an ability to keep track of the actual sales and receipts and stuff. That probably had to come later.
That probably did. But yeah.
I always put those dates in perspective by thinking, like, is it before the Civil War or after the Civil War?
You're right.
And then I can tell, well, that's relatively new.
Yeah, that's after. And 62 years ago today, in 1963, the Beatles played a Royal Command performance in front of British royalty in London. And this was the show where John Lennon said, quote, Will people in the cheaper seats clap your hands? All the rest of you, just rattle your jewelry. We meet Dave Klein and his really bad English accent.
Oh, that's the worst.
And 45 years ago, it's 1980, and Ronald Reagan was elected president over Jimmy Carter. Today, 45 years ago. 1980 was 45 years ago.
That's insane.
It is
that
insane,
is just
Mark.
Insane.
That was the first presidential election I covered at Mizzou.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was...
What'd you do? It was over quickly.
Yeah.
That was when he defeated Carter,
right, wasn't
it? It just was like...
'84 was my first and the first that I voted in. But, you know, that was... 1980 was my first full year in St. Louis. We moved here in the fall of 1979, so...
Wow.
But I can't believe that was 45 years ago.
I can't either. Fred, what was your coverage? Did you go interview people?
I was in the Boone County Courthouse where all the votes
in Columbia.
Came in.
Right, okay.
And reported on the county council race.
We're going to go live to Fred Bottenheimer.
Oh, that's right. We had live coverage then.
Oh, I love that. All right. Game 7 of the World Series attracted more than 25 million viewers. That's the MLB's largest audience in 8 years.
That's awesome.
Isn't that?
It was a Saturday night. You know, I don't even know if the football games that were on Saturday were that compelling, and it deserved a big audience that stuck with it because it was a great game. It ended up being a really good World Series.
Yeah, and I'm amazed by that because you'd think that the Dodgers-Yankees series the year before would have had more viewers, but apparently not.
Apparently not. You're right. Both coasts were... Well, I think it's Ohtani. I think he has a lot to do with it. But
I do think he has a lot.
I just don't think you can... question that. All right, here's a Halloween story. A 27-year-old woman in upstate New York was arrested after she went to the police claiming she found a needle in candy that was collected during trick-or-treating. Guess what? She made it up.
Of course she did.
And she put the needle in it. Christy Hosier was arrested after she went on Facebook on Halloween night and claimed, "I found a small sewing needle in candy, and it was collected during trick-or-treating." She also called the police herself and formally reported it. The police investigated, found out she made the whole thing up, and she had not even been trick-or-treating. What is the matter with people?
Do people just want attention in a situation like that?
I guess. She hadn't even been trick-or-treating in the neighborhood she claimed to have gone, so then they had to charge her with falsely reporting an incident. And there were also reports of sewing needles being discovered inside packs of gummy bears in Rockville, Maryland. That was also a hoax. That was a 9-year-old boy who did it and then finally cracked and told his parents it was me.
Really?
Yes!
Yeah. That little criminal. Look at that.
Well, I just, it's bizarre.
Why would a 9-year-old kid
do that? A 9-year-old may be looking for attention.
Yeah,
if you're 27, what is wrong with you? And then you call the police?
And you think you're going to get
right?
away with it, right? Which is my favorite.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, we got some Ring cameras in that neighborhood. You're not on any of them, okay? And this little sewing kit that you have that's not been opened until maybe the last 24 hours is missing a needle.
It doesn't take Keith Morrison to figure that one out.
I don't think it would.
Netflix has released the full trailer, the first full trailer for Stranger Things Season 5 in less than a day. It racked up nearly 8 million views. As you probably know, the first four episodes will be released on November 26th. I'm still, jury's out for
me.
Yeah,
me too.
I think it's jumped the shark.
I'm having a hard time getting excited about it.
Yeah, because of the ages.
Yeah, because
yes.
it's been, and because of the way they did the last season, which Sue and I both kind of agree they could have wrapped it.
Yes.
But I'm a fan of the show. I just think that this is, it's not fair to the fans to have gaps of this long.
I agree.
I mean, you almost have to go back and watch the whole damn series just to remember what went on.
Oh my gosh, that's 100% accurate. Dolly Parton has just announced that her long-awaited Songteller Hotel in downtown Nashville is officially open for reservations. Now, the grand opening isn't till June of next year, but the hotel looks awesome. So you might want to get your reservation now. It's a little bit country and Dolly for my take. It's not what you would call subtle. Anyway, it's a 245-room hotel, and it will be a tribute to her life and music. Colorful decor. It's basically a Dolly dreamscape. And on the third floor, you can go into her Dolly's Life of Many Colors Museum. So nice. All of that, if you are a Nashville and a Dolly Parton fan, it's a 20,000 square foot exhibition, this museum that celebrates her journey in the Smoky Mountains. And Jonathan Bailey has been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Hello. I had to look him up.
Okay,
I had no idea.
I don't know who he is either.
Well, he was apparently Lord Anthony in Bridgerton. Or Fiero in the Wicked movies?
Oh,
does
yeah,
that help?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's Fiero in Wicked. That makes a lot more sense.
He was also in Jurassic World Rebirth, which I never saw.
I never saw that one
either.
Oh, I
saw that.
Oh, you did?
Remember.
Do you don't remember
don't
him?
Remember.
He's got dark hair and like a, you know, a little bit of
it's
scrub.
It's cool because when Wicked came out last year, you know, we have Steve Butts on the show. Steve's brother, Norbert, who's a friend of mine as well, two-time Tony Award winner, was Fiero in the original Broadway cast. So this guy that you just mentioned here, Jonathan Bailey, was caught walking around Manhattan with a T-shirt that featured Norbert's picture. Which
okay,
was super
that
cool.
Is yeah. really cool.
You know, playing homage, if you will.
That's really cool. All right. Well, maybe I should save this for Jane being here. Quick overview. There are going to be Oreos for Thanksgiving. And if I tell it when she's here, then she'll order them for us and we can
oh,
eat them.
Good point.
You know what
good
I'm
point.
Saying?
Good point. Yeah, I do.
All right. And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. The technology of smoke detectors was invented by accident. It's the 1930s. A Swiss physicist named Walter Jaeger was trying to develop a sensor for detecting poisonous gas. And it wasn't working. His device wasn't registering gas at all. So he gets really frustrated and lights a cigarette, and the smoke moved the meter on his gadget, and he was like, ta-da! I don't need poisonous gas, but I've just invented the smoke detector.
Those are the best stories. And by the way, I still need to replace that damn thing that's up on my ceiling.
Yeah.
I need my handyman guy that got in touch with me. There you go. Sue's News in the books for a Tuesday afternoon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We got Jerry Baker from the Wall Street Journal after the top of the hour. We'll talk about Mamdani and all that nonsense in New York. He's got some things to say about the shutdown as well. That's all coming up in about a half hour. You know I'm a fan of hotair.com, Sue. You've heard me talk about it quite a bit. Dwayne Patterson contributes at hotair.com. Yeah. Dwayne's not one of the regular contributors. They have a whole slew of folks who are up there on a regular basis. And Mark Judge is one that posts on hotair.com, but not regularly, but I always like his material. And he's a guy, as we will introduce him here this afternoon, that you might not know by name, but you will know the context when I have him sort of add to the context here this afternoon. Mark Judge, first and foremost, thank you for joining me this afternoon in St. Louis on 97.1 FM Talk. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. And I'm very, very happy that I tracked you down and got you come on here because I am a fan of a lot of things that you post. But let's kind of talk about what the how you became relevant and how people might know you from the Brett Kavanaugh hearings and how you kind of came back into the public eye in an unfortunate way, I would say, perhaps.
Yeah, well, your listeners might remember that Brett Kavanaugh was accused of sexual misconduct at a high school party in 1982 by a woman named Christine Blasey Ford, and she claimed that one of his friends was in the room when it allegedly happened, and unfortunately, I was that friend that she alleged was in the room, and it turned my life upside down, but I survived it and wrote a book about it and punched back. So that's the Reader's Digest version right there.
So the is the book that you wrote, because I want to make sure it's the right one, The Devil's Triangle, Mark Judge versus the New American Stasi, or is that something different?
Yes, that's the one.
Okay, so that's the one. Because you get, and this sort of brings us to where we are currently in the post from this week, where you wrote about some of the things that are happening on the left with the legacy media and their misfortunes, but also kind of said, look, there's folks on the right that are also making mistakes in some of their coverage. And you kind of pointed, and I haven't covered this a lot, Mark, but I started getting into the Nick Fuentes and Tucker Carlson thing yesterday, so perhaps maybe a little more context is necessary then. But you obviously have personal experience with the media on a regular basis misrepresenting the facts of your story and Brett Kavanaugh's story.
Yes, and it happened, unfortunately, on both the left and the right. Now the left is appalling and atrocious and demonic and criminal. They're the worst. We know that. I should have sued many of them, and I've written extensively about that. But when the whole ordeal was over, and after, you know, the Washington Post had profiled a guy talking about us who had never met us, you know, making up stories, MSNBC and all this other stuff, I thought, okay, well, here come the conservatives and they're going to talk about my book, let me have my say, write about me. And very few did. And to be blunt, as the son of a National Geographic journalist and an adventurer, I thought to myself, well, maybe these people are just cowards, because I'm out here naming names, talking about the people that did this to me, and a lot of high visibility platforms on the right are silent. And on top of that, some of the people who have written and spoken about us get facts wrong. Now, back in the day when I was coming up, you know, you'd get sued. You if someone called you out, you'd issue a correction. And as I wrote on Hot Air, Ben Shapiro, whom I admire tremendously, did a video last year talking about the Kavanaugh thing, and he got several facts wrong, and he won't respond to me. I said, it's important you get these facts right.
Right.
We have to be better than the left. You know, Christine Blasey Ford, she couldn't name anybody who was at the party. Well, that's not right. That's false. She did name people who were at the party, and the intention was to extort and blackmail us to ruin Kavanaugh's chances. That's why I was named. That's not a small thing to get wrong.
Yeah, right. And your overriding point, and this is why I found this intriguing, is because I have, and for decades, literally decades, focused on, you know, left-wing legacy media bias, which has become, I guess, in the last 10 years, even more prevalent and more discussed because of Trump. We know that that's a unique situation. But when Bernie Goldberg at CBS News wrote his book in the late 90s, Bias, and uncovered some of that crap with Dan Rather, I've been talking about, and I've been exposed, and I've worked in newsrooms where there's a lot of bias. You're, though, making the point that despite the mainstream media being despicable, and they mislead us all the time, and journalistic malpractice is everywhere, you say it's also affecting conservative journalism. And I guess maybe the Ben Shapiro example is one case that you're making. Are there others?
Yes, there are others. The one place that gave my book a negative review is the American Conservative. So stop and think about that. While Kathleen Parker, a Pulitzer-winning columnist at the Washington Post, was praising the Devil's Triangle and praising me and defending me, a writer at the American Conservative was tearing me down. Stop and think about that for a minute. And as I wrote in Chronicles, in response to the piece, in his review of my book, I had several high school friends of mine who know both me and Brett closely said, he didn't get you guys a little bit wrong. He got you 180 degrees wrong. He said that, you know, I was obsessed with the social pecking order of political Washington, D.C. Anyone who's known me for a half hour knows that I care nothing about the social pecking order of Washington, D.C.
Right.
I could care less about it. And, you know, the reviewer's name was Nick Rowan. He and I have exchanged emails. But as I wrote in Chronicles as a response to this, he said that my hero was Pat Buchanan, who I admire Pat Buchanan, but I grew up in the D.C. Catholic ghetto, which we joke about. And he was never my big hero, even though I admired him. And basically, he got all these things wrong. Quickly, a big one. Charles Cook, who was the editor of National Review, said in 2018, if we're not careful, in National Review, which never wrote about me and didn't review my book, if we're not careful, the tactics used against Brett Kavanaugh might be used against someone without power and who's not well-connected and who's just a regular person. Well, Charles, that was done, and I was the person they did it against.
Right, right, yeah. It's unbelievable. I mean, it really is.
And he took a swipe at me on Twitter the other day, and he said, are you still talking about how I don't think conservatives get canceled? I said, Charles, this is journalism 101. Would William F. Buckley have reviewed my book, yes or no? Well, you're damn right he would.
He would have. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's baffling to me. That, you know, it's also kind of baffling to me that you got praise from Kathleen Parker because she's not exactly the most staunch right-wing person in America right now. She's kind of changed her views over the years. But your story to me is really fascinating. And I'm going to ask you to do something here, and I don't have a lot of time, but one of the things that you wrote about recently, this might get a little bit into the weeds, but I love it because I was a movie critic for several decades. You talked about how you kind of, in a roundabout way, kept a movie that was made about all this, you know, to not be released, right?
Yes, and let me quickly put a plug in for the Anti-Communist Film Festival. Next year, I'm hosting an Anti-Communist Film Festival. Google Mark Judge Anti-Communist Film Festival, you'll find it. So to your point, yeah, Doug Liman, who's a big Hollywood director, he's done a bunch of Tom Cruise movies. One night, I get a text from him, and it was right after my book came out. And he said, hey, we're doing a documentary about Kavanaugh. We want you to come up to New York and be a part of it. So they sent me a non-disclosure agreement. My agent looked at it and said, don't do this. It's an ambush. And they screened the movie at the Sundance Film Festival, and it never found a distributor. And it didn't find a distributor because they called me and I said, you guys have totally botched this. If you release it, you're going to get sued. You're going to look like idiots. And the film was spiked, so it never came out.
Isn't that interesting? That's crazy. Because to your point, I mean, he's a pretty big filmmaker. He did some of the Bourne movies. He did Edge of Tomorrow, which I thought was a great movie with Tom Cruise. And, you know, with this topic kind of getting put on the shelf. So you think it was the lawyers that said, we can't do this?
I ripped this guy a new one. I was on the phone with him for about 20 minutes, and I said, okay, let me outline what happened. You made this hit job documentary on Brett Kavanaugh. I was in your blind spot. You knew nothing about my book. All of a sudden, my book comes out, and a week later, you're texting me because you thought, oh, damn, we can't make this movie now that Mark Judge has a book out. So
yeah.
You're trying to get me involved in this hit job. And I said, what you have done is despicable. It's not journalism. You should be ashamed of yourself. And F you.
Yeah, well,
and
good,
the
good
next
for
thing
you.
I do, you know, no distributor. It still has not been released because my book contradicts everything in their movie. How can they release the movie called Justice when my book contradicts everything in it?
That is amazing. One of the things that you wrote in that column, too, is that, and this was not in the film, that Christine Blasey Ford's father actually apologized to Brett Kavanaugh's father?
Yes, at a country club. Not far from where I'm standing right now. Yeah, because, I mean, I read a review of Blasey Ford's book in Chronicles called A Hallucinogenic and Unrepentant Rant, and I talk about all of that. So he did apologize to him. Everybody knew what was going on. This was a deep state hit, which is why David Unrich at the New York Times apologized to me. If you Google his name, it was on Fox News. I confronted him about this. And I said, you wrote a lot of garbage about me and my high school friends. And he said he had second thoughts. He would do things differently. He had learned lessons. So.
Yeah, that's fascinating, right?
You know,
yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, when does a New York Times reporter ever act contrite?
Yeah, never. Let's go back to the Anti-Communist Film Festival before I let you go. Because tell me a little bit more about this, where it's going to be. You're trying to raise some money for it right now, right?
There's a bunch of articles. We have a GoFundMe. We want it to be in D.C. I have a list of 20 movies. I've written a series about it on Hot Air. And long story short, I had this idea when I was in the shower once. Like, let's show a bunch of anti-communist movies over a week or a weekend. And people reacted. I instantly was hearing from people going, we need this. We need a big party. This is a great idea. When is this? So we have a GoFundMe. There's a bunch of articles, fall 2026, and we're talking to people right now.
Yeah. Will you have a red carpet that features Zoran Mamdani, perhaps? Shouldn't he be at the top of the invite list for the Anti-Communist Film Festival, Mark? I think that would be great. Oh, my God.
Bob, I'm having a devil of a time trying to get those screening rights for The Lives of Others. It's the 20th anniversary of that great film next year.
Dude, that is one of my favorite movies of all time. It's the movie that I tell people watch because that movie about the Stasi is what we're doing here across the globe right now with social media nonsense.
When people ask me, what was the Kavanaugh experience like? I say, did you see The Lives of Others? Yes. Did you see Caddyshack? Yes. Put those two movies together.
That's interesting analogy. But The Lives of Others, I swear, Mark, it's always on my list, top of the list, telling people to watch that. Because especially now, when you're making these complaints and comparing Trump and conservatives to Hitler and all this stuff, go look at what the East Germans did in the aftermath of Hitler. It's in some ways just as bad. So, look, I'm a fan of what you write. I think it's very unique. I'd love to promote the film festival as you get closer. So we'll try to keep in touch. Do you remember a guy you went to high school with named Chris Cronin by any chance?
The name's familiar, yeah.
He's here in St. Louis. He said that you guys were not close, but that he was a couple years ahead of you, I think, at it was Georgetown Prep, right?
I was just at the homecoming. It's a great institution.
Chris said that you wrote a book in the aftermath of that where some of the names were changed and everything, but he thought that you got the facts pretty accurate.
I think I did. I mean, I've written some things that I maybe should have not written. Maybe that was one of them.
Well,
I don't know, but...
Well, I thought I'd bring his name up just in case. But listen, Mark Judge, thank you. I've become a fan. I'm really always curious when you post or when they post your stuff at Hot Air because it's different than everything else they have up there, and I've been intrigued. So thanks for jumping on here with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Anti-Communist Film Festival, big party, 2026. Let's go, baby.
Let's do it. You know, Sue, it's been well established how good my memory is. So honestly, I have no idea if I touched on this story yesterday or not. I had planned to, but there's a little bit of a follow-up. Did I talk about Lauren Traeger over at Channel 4? She happens to be the official investigative reporter for the Mark Reardon Show. There's a lot of compensation that comes with that. It's a long-term contract as well. But she did a great story about this woman by the name of Corey Elliott. And she's a contractor. I don't think I did do this yesterday, did I?
No, you didn't.
So she's a contractor who gets a lot of city contracts and grants. And she's super close with Tish, with the former mayor, Tashara Jones, right? So she's in federal court. This says Tuesday. It would have been, well, I guess this is an updated story. What's today? November 4th?
Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think they updated. She was in court today to... plead guilty to federal wire fraud charges for taking more than $1.7 million in pandemic relief funds from the U.S. government, right? So they charged her with two counts of wire fraud related to the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP. That was, you know, a COVID thing. And the story that Lauren tells is that Elliott has been very close to the family of former Mayor Tashara Jones. In a Facebook post from March 2024, Virus Jones, Jane calls him Virus, I love that. His name is Vervis. But Virus Jones, Mayor Jones' father, wrote, "Meeting Corey is one of the best things to ever happen in my life. Love you, Corey Elliott." The two have been pictured together at events. Former Mayor Jones, too, had been seen publicly with Corey Elliott. So the story goes on to say that they learned in December, Lauren did, and her team, that federal agents, this goes back to last December, okay, federal agents were investigating after a local developer alleged that she and Vervis had improper influence over some big dollar projects. Federal agents declined to comment.
Think?
Okay, so that's why this is important, because Corey Elliott, okay, fine, because here's what Jones says to Channel 4. I want to be clear. Corey Elliott does not have the ability to influence me, my office, or any city department. Really? Because apparently she did. Now, this to me, I asked Jane about this. We'll talk about it on Friday on the roundtable. I mean, you'd have to think that Virus Jones might be on the hook for some of this as well. But they realized that in April of 2020 and then in 2021 in January, they got two loans, one for about $900,000, the other one for about $840,000. The company claimed it had 40 employees. There was another company that got a loan for $20,000. All the loans were forgiven with accrued interest. And court records say that she also had trouble in other areas. The collector of revenue filed a lawsuit against a roofing company that she was involved with. Anyways, this goes on and on and on. Waste Management in Missouri wants $78,000 from the roofing company. There's records that show unpaid real estate taxes. But this is even better because there's someone I follow on the X, formerly Twitter now, and the handle, and I don't know this woman. The handle is, hang on here because I want to make sure I get this right. Darn it. the point is that why did this just disappear on me? It's like I was looking at a tweet and it wasn't there. That the St. Louis Business Journal actually highlighted Corey Elliott for the Business Person of the Year back in 2021 in the aftermath. So she's basically stealing all this money.
Yeah.
And they're honoring her as like the business person of the year. Now, I'm a little confused because I did find this and I had this pulled up right away on the ex-formerly Twitter. And now it doesn't seem to be there.
Hey, why did Vervis Virus go to jail in the first place?
You know, I wasn't here when that happened.
Hold on, let me see.
I don't remember all the particulars, so I can't.
Oh, two counts of fraud and served 1 year and 1 day in prison. It happened in 1995.
Okay, yeah. So this handle is St. Louis Woman America First, and she's kind of got the goods here on some of this. Yeah, St. Louis Business Journal awarded Corey Elliott the most influential businesswoman in 2021. And this is at the very time she's stealing $1.7 million from you, the taxpayer.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.